It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a Turbomax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball today. Well, we had a game for the ages last night at Oracle Park, and this is September baseball at its best. It is day-to-day. The games all count. You win one, you lose one, and this is what September baseball is all about. The Giants won it last night 6-5 in 11 innings at Oracle Park before 26,644. And believe me, the score does not tell you the story. I'll give you the happy ending first. Kevin Gausman. The Giants are out of batters at this point, and Kevin Gausman comes up to pinch hit with the bases loaded, one out in the bottom of the 11th inning. The score is tied 5-5, and in a 3-2 pitch, he hits a fly ball to right field, which turns into a sacrifice fly, a great slide across the plate by Brandon Crawford, and the Giants win the game 6-5 in 11 innings. Logan Webb started for the Giants last night, and of course, the first inning, he goes down 2-0 on a big double by Adam Duvall. But the Giants come roaring back, and this is what they've done all year long. 227 homers for the season. They're going to set a franchise record for home runs before this is over. Brandon Belt follows a walk to Darren Ruff with a two-run homer, his 26th of the year. He's hit in 10 straight games. Crawford homers, it's 3-2, his 21st. Wade, a splashdown home run in McCovey Cove, 4-2. That is number 18 for him. Logan Webb last night goes 7 innings, 6 hits, 2 earned runs, no walks and 9 strikeouts, and he was terrific. Now, after the 7th inning, it gets a little dicey because there is no Jake McGee last night. He went on the IL with an oblique strain, apparently, in his side. So, Dominic Leone gets the 8th inning last night. And I love it. I like him in this 7th, 8th inning better than an opener. And he comes out and throws a good 8th inning. Now, it goes to Tyler Rogers to do the 9th inning for the Giants. And Rogers, as has happened before, now, he's only given up runs 3 times in his last 28 games. He's only given up 4 homers in his 71 appearances. Well, 2 singles put the Braves in action here. They're down 4-2 at this point in the 9th inning. And Travis D'Arno comes up, and believe it or not, I can't believe it when I saw it, hits a 3-run homer to put the Braves up 5-4. This is where the game turns into a classic for the Giants and a classic playoff game, as I say. Will Smith, the former Giant, comes on to try to close it out for the Atlanta Braves, who've now taken a 5-4 lead in the top of the 9th inning. Smith gets 2 out. He strikes out Flores for the 2nd out. And here comes Donovan Solano off the COVID list. He hasn't played in a couple of weeks. And Donovan Solano gets a Will Smith hanging slider down and in. He turns on it and hits it out in left field to tie the game 5-5 with 2 out in the bottom of the 9th, 2 strikes, and 26,000. They didn't leave. 26,644 went absolutely nuts last night as Solano tied it up. It reminded me of the Michael Morse home run against St. Louis in the playoffs in 2014. It was a tremendous, tremendous moment for the ball club last night. It ignited the bench, and I think it was the it game. And I say it because I think it's the game that brought everyone together, whether it's fans, teammates, believers. This was the one that brought everyone together. All right, now the game goes to the 10th inning. There's no score for the Braves in the top of the 10th, and the Giants do not score in the bottom of the 10th as Crawford grounds out with the bases loaded and 2 out. Crawford now gets on base in the bottom of the 11th. Camilo Duvall pitches a terrific 11th inning for the Giants. The Braves don't score again. Crawford now is on second base to start the bottom of the 11th. They try a pickoff of Crawford at second. They throw it into center field. He goes to third. And now the wheels start turning. It ends up with a couple of intentional walks. The Giants are out of bench players now. And Kevin Gausman has to pinch hit here with one out in the bottom of the 11th inning. And as I started the show today with the ending that turned out to be in the Giants' favor, Gausman gets that 3-2 pitch. And for the first time in his life, he pulls the ball to right field. The throw in is late from Jock Peterson. Crawford, a fabulous slide, and the Giants walk it off with a win last night, 6-5 over the Atlanta Braves in 11 innings. My goodness, what a game last night. The Giants are now 48-25 at home. For Atlanta, their last 10 losses, 2 runs or less in every one of them. And last night was a heartbreaker for the Atlanta Braves. The Giants have homered in 12 straight games. 227 homers, as I said, for the year. Solano's pinch hit home run, number 16 for the Giants. They're going to set all sorts of records before this one is all said and done. As I said, for Rodgers, there's 72 games, 4 homers. So the Darno homer out of character for him. But boy, what a moment it was last night when that ball went out to put the Braves up 5-4. For the Giants, it's 16 games this year with at least 4 home runs. They've scored 734 runs, 148 games. If they average 5 runs a game, they would need 740. So you see how close they are to averaging 5 runs a game. They're killing the ball in September. And this is a ball club that is just very exciting to watch on the offensive side. The hitting has been absolutely terrific for the Giants. All right, so they pick up a game last night on the Dodgers. The Dodgers lose to the Reds 3-1 and demonstrated to me how scary the wild card game can be. Luis Castillo pitched great for the Reds last night. He shut down the Dodgers. Buehler, in my opinion, the arm strength is not what it was before. He's exceeded his innings pitched in his career for a season. And the Dodgers lose it last night 3-1 to the Cincinnati Reds. And that's exactly what can happen in a wild card game. So with the loss, the Giants now have moved up to 96-52. The Dodgers are 94-54. They are 2 games back with 13 left to play here with 14 left to play in the 2021 season. Wow. St. Louis Cardinals, a big win last night over San Diego. They're starting to take charge of this wild card. They beat the Padres 8-2 last night. With the Reds win, they are 1 back. Cardinals with 69 losses, the Reds with 71. San Diego, 71 losses now. They're a game and a half back. They only have 76 wins. Philly, a winner last night. They are now 75-72. They're 2.5 back. But more importantly, in the East, the Braves now have only a 2-game lead over the Phillies in the East. The Braves, 69 losses. The Phillies, 72. So still 3 there in the loss column. For Milwaukee, they're 12.5 up in the Central. Their magic number is 4. Wow, what a time for baseball. There's nothing like September baseball. All right, so today, what do we have going? Charlie Morton goes for the Braves today, 37 years old. His 288th major league start. He's 13-5 with a 3.49 earned run average. His whip is 1.05. 29 games, he's pitched great. 165 innings, 123 hits, 54 walks, 192 strikeouts for him. Batting average against is .206. Lefties, .184 with 7 homers. Righties, .224 with 9 homers. You can run on him. 6 stolen bases, no caught stealing. In August and September, 8 starts, he's 3-2, 49 innings, 16 runs given up, only 32 hits, 5 homers, 9 walks, and 57 strikeouts. The last time he beat the Giants, 2015, when he was a Pittsburgh Pirate. All right, how can you get him? Runners in scoring position, .305. Runners in scoring position, 2 out, .281. Runners on, .285, so get him in the stretch. That is the deal the Giants have got to do today. First time through, .185. Second, .205. Third time, .248. And you want to try to get into that Braves bullpen. So that is Charlie Morton for the Braves. Now, for the Giants today. Probably going to be one of those bullpen games again, and we'll see what Alex Wood brings to the table coming off the COVID list, and he's had a couple of bullpen sessions. It's his 212th game, his 162nd major league start. He's 10-4. He's a lefty with a 408 earned run average, 1.23 whip. He last pitched on August 26th. That was 23 days ago. Batting average against lefties, 259 with three homers. Righties, 236 with 11. Now, in August, he made five starts, 27 innings, 30 hits, 15 runs, just a couple of homers, eight walks, and 30 strikeouts. They try to get him early. First pitch, 21 for 54, so that's just under 400 with a couple of homers. Also for Charlie Morton, you try to get him early too, 23 for 64 there. Well, for Alex Wood, 23 games this year, 125 innings, 14 homers. But again, why the Giants are so good, they just don't walk you. 39 walks and 135 strikeouts. Runners in scoring position, 268. Runners in scoring position, two out, 159. 7 for 44. So he's a full energy kind of guy. He'll give it his best today. You just don't know what he's going to have coming off this COVID list. And he had it pretty good when he was sick. In the American League, the wild card is really wild. Boston and New York virtually tied. Toronto just behind them. They've all got 65 losses. The A's with 67 and Seattle with 68 as we go into our last 2 weeks of baseball in this 2021 season. Well, that was the game last night. It is day by day now. It is what playoff baseball is all about for me. In my mind, the playoffs have started. They are day to day now. I don't look at the total number of games that are left. I look at it day to day. Where are you in the standings? And that is what we look at. Dodgers and Reds today. We'll have a report on that shortly. And the Cardinals and the Padres coming up a little bit later today. And that is Darvish and Wainwright there. All right, much more coming up. Susan Slusser, who covers the Giants for the San Francisco Chronicle, will join Kerry Crowley and myself right after these messages. KMBR 680, 104.5. FM, the sports leader.
It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a Turbomax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.